We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Lovely viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 85 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Chile, we have 3 new cable channels. In Santiago, Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV.
Fly-in news. Hurricane Thomas claims lives in Caribbean island countries. Officials on Tuesday, November 2nd, confirmed that at least 14 people had perished in St. Lucia after Hurricane Thomas pummeled the Caribbean countries over the weekend. The storm's flooding and subsequent landslides caused extensive damage and power losses. Search and rescue teams were dispatched to worst-hit areas such as the towns of Voisfort and Soufrière in St. Lucia, which were rendered inaccessible after landslides blocked roads.
After making an aerial assessment of the impacted region, St. Lucia Prime Minister Stephenson King requested international emergency aid. The northern half of St. Vincent Island was also particularly hard hit, with 1,200 homes damaged, along with vital fruit trees and banana plants that were devastated. Describing the storm as the worst in living memory, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves also appealed for regional and international aid.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with officials and agencies in the affected areas to see if help is needed, saying that funds for urgent needs are available. She also asked that our association members please, if possible, go to assist the vulnerable.
Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, and all personnel working to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather extremities soon subside as humanity's gentler ways help foster a calmer ecosphere.
Floods cause emergency in Ghana. On Monday, November 1st, Ghanaian Interior Minister Martin Amidou reported on a devastating flood situation in the Gonja area of northern Ghana, where more than 700,000 people have been displaced and hundreds of homes and farms were destroyed in the past weeks after unusually heavy rains caused widespread inundation. Minister Amidou personally traveled to the affected areas with a delegation to assess the damage and has declared a national disaster with an appeal for international help, saying that although the government is pledging support, the severity of the situation is beyond its ability to respond to all needs. People in flood-prone areas are meanwhile being urged to relocate to safer grounds.
Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our association members please check with the Ghanaian government to see where aid is most needed. Conveying her love and prayers, she asked that our association members please go, if possible, to help the most desperate, with financial assistance available for emergency needs. Our thankfulness, Minister Amidou and the government of Ghana, for your attention to the flood affected, as we also send our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed concern. We pray for the safety and well-being of the storm-stricken people of Ghana as we strive for kinder consideration of all beings to arrive at a brighter tomorrow on earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your...
Australia assists OLAC or Vietnam with infrastructure project. As the largest mainland Southeast Asia aid offered thus far, Australia has donated $160 million for the Central Mekong Delta Connectivity Project, which will fund the construction of two bridges across major tributaries of the Mekong River. The new Khao Lan Bridge and Vam Kong Bridge are expected to benefit some 5 million people. During her recent visit to the nation, Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard witnessed the signing of the agreement for the funding, along with Alexis or Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Thuy Nhung. The Australian design contributions for the project are also intended to help protect from the impacts of climate change in the Mekong Delta. Our gracious salute, Prime Minister Gillard, and heaven bless Australia for your generosity toward Alexis' brethren. May the people of both your countries prosper in abundance and peace.
Somali Premier inaugurated. On Sunday, October 31st, Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed received approval from the nation's parliament for his nomination, and he was sworn into office on Monday. During the inaugural ceremony, which was attended by senior government officials and diplomats, the Somali Police Band played the national anthem and several renowned poets recited uplifting poetry. Upon taking the oath of office, the new prime minister promised a government of national unity and stated, "I will very soon form an effective and dedicated cabinet that will put the Somali people first. We send our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May you be guided by Allah in helping to improve the lives and well-being of all fellow Somali citizens."
New Loving Hut in Norway. Known for her pristine mountains, fjord-lined coasts, and charming towns, the Kingdom of Norway recently saw the opening of a first Loving Hut in central Oslo, just 2 minutes walking distance to the Royal Palace, and situated near the large Oslo University College. The small, bustling shop welcomes a variety of guests daily, from families to tourists to students, who stop by rain or shine.
Jeg synes det utrolig bra at det kom til et vegansk spisested i Oslo. Og jeg synes maten her fantastisk.
Gode. Veldig gode.
Loving Hut International is a group of 100% vegan restaurants that has grown rapidly with the encouragement of Supreme Master Qinghai in bringing nutritious, flavorful, and affordable meals to the public. In this Oslo Loving Hut, the freshly made Western and Asian fare can be packaged for takeout or enjoyed in the cozy atmosphere.
Veldig bra. Veldig positivt inntrykk. Det første gang jeg her, så jeg likte det godt. Hyggelig betjening og god mat.
Customers also shared their thoughts about the plant-based diet.
for min del det først og fremst viktig at man forsøker å unngå å mishandle dyr og drepe dyr.
I can't eat something that has been so much alive with a spirit inside. So I don't want to eat any kind of fish or animals that live. I like for them to stay alive.
Reducing my footprint in the world, making it easier for everyone to have food.
Congratulations to Norway's first loving hut. With our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of a harmonious way for all people, may each compassionate meal served bring us a step closer to the realization of a joyful vegan world.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Save our planet. European Commission seeks stronger protection of bluefin tuna. The executive branch of the European Union has been striving for an agreement from member nations on quotas that would ensure the improved survival of large endangered ocean fish. With species such as the bluefin tuna facing extinction, one goal is to achieve a unified position ahead of a meeting of the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, or ICCAT, slated for November in Paris, France.
Meanwhile, conservation group World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, is calling for the establishment of no fishing zones for bluefin tuna in six Mediterranean Sea regions, saying that without such actions, the species could be extinct as early as 2012.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Mayor René Vestry of Cape Ferrat in southeastern France expressed his concern for the plight of the bluefin tuna.
Aujourd'hui, c'est l'avenir du thon rouge qui est menacé, voyez. Et je suis malheureux de voir que on n'a pas réagi au niveau de l'Europe. Hein. On n'a pas pris les dispositions afin que ce thon rouge soit protégé, parce que il y a l'aspect économique. Je veux bien, mais lorsque nous voyons ce qui se passe et que ces espèces sont en voie de disparition, il faut quand même réagir.
In addition to protective governmental policies, the importance of changing our lifestyles was also raised.
Quand on prend conscience qu'on détruit la planète, on ne peut que devenir végétarien.
Et cette mer, eh bien, il faut la protéger. Voyez, parce que pour beaucoup, la mer, c'est une surface, c'est quelque chose sur lequel on se déplace. Hein. Mais la mer, c'est un volume, cette troisième dimension hein, qui en fait un volume bien vivant. Et c'est cette vie qu'il faut protéger, et si on peut encore l'améliorer, la maintenir.
Our appreciation, Mayor Vestri, Madam OP, European Commission, World Wildlife Fund, and all others for your concerned voices raised on behalf of marine life such as the bluefin tuna. May our actions be swift in avoiding further devastation of the vital ocean ecosystems, with the priority being an animal-free diet.
As during a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently urged for the protection of vital marine cohabitants to save the planet.
If we say that the ocean ecosystems are dependent on fish populations to be balanced, then those ecosystems are extremely imbalanced right now. Scientists estimate that more than 90% of the ocean's big fish have disappeared over the last 50 years due to
stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We're vegans. No animal products for us. Here's a health tip of the day on a way to increase your metabolism.
A study by Dr. Mark T. Hamilton, published in the American journal Diabetes, reports that sitting for too long slows down our metabolism. This is believed to be a factor in the onset of a number of illnesses.
Dr. Hamilton recommends that one way to counteract this is to stand up every 30 minutes or so, and to move for 2 or 3 minutes.
This can be a simple activity such as getting a glass of water.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And now for the worldwide weather.
In health news, an Australian study finds that quality parenting enhances children's mental well-being. Researchers of the Australian Institute of Family Studies, or AIFS, a government agency, reported that young people raised by supportive parents had many advantages. These included greater levels of personal strength, social skills, trust, and acceptance of others. Dr. Alan Hayes, director of AIFS, said, "The study shows that doing well in young adulthood relies on the active investment of parents' love, affection, and encouragement during childhood. Our thankfulness, Dr. Alan Hayes and Australian Institute of Family Studies, for highlighting the lasting importance of good parenting. May all children be blessed with loving and happy families."
In ecology news, a 38,000-hectare wildlife reserve is set up in Russia. The Kopi, located in the Khabarovsk territory in Russia's Far East area, will preserve rare and endangered species of flora and fauna. Any economic-based activities that would be harmful to the plants and animals will be banned. At present, 7.9% of the territory of Khabarovsk is protected area, comprising 2.1 million hectares. Congratulations, Russia, on your newest endeavor to conserve your treasured wildlife. May such green efforts yield flourishing results. Up next on Noteworthy News, the remains of a 1,500-year-old synagogue are found in Israel. We'll take a moment to remember God's glory. Be right back. More benefiting news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a happier world. In cultural news, Israeli archaeologists discover a 1,500-year-old Samaritan synagogue. Near Beit She'an in northern Israel, archaeologists for the Israel Antiquities Authority uncovered the remains of the ancient Jewish house of worship. It consisted of a 5-by-8-meter rectangular hall facing toward Mount Gerizim, which is sacred to the Samaritans. In addition, a 1,500-square-meter farmstead located next to the synagogue included a courtyard, storerooms, a guest hall, and a residence. What a very interesting discovery! Archaeologists for Israel Antiquities Authority may glimpses of the past guide us to a greater appreciation of our many beautiful faiths, traditions, and cultures of today.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Double Negative.
In the language class, the teacher was telling his class that in English, a double negative will form a positive. In some language like Russian, the double negative is still a negative. But there's no language ever that produced two positive that would become a negative at all. So the students say, yeah, right.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master Chung Hai. I'm vegan because I love animals. My two sisters are vegan. My grandma has passed on. She is living in Eden. Welcome to Mongolia. Love, Amzaya.
Hi, Amzaya. It's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai's reply for you.
Delightful Amzaya, thank you for your sweet message. You are young and very compassionate. Your grandma in heaven must be smiling joyously on you when she sees your goodness. The animals and our earth are surely grateful that you and your sisters are vegan. Many hugs and all my love to you and your beautiful family. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence soothe your heart and uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korea presents the 10th Seoul Peace Prize to Venezuelan musician Jose Antonio Abreu for his work to improve the lives of less fortunate children by introducing them to music and developing their creative talents.
At the 3rd Congress of the Arab Women's Organization in Tunisia, leaders discuss involving Arab women in more decision-making positions to advance sustainable development in the economy and other sectors.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov assures that the country's soldiers will not be returning to Afghanistan, saying that support for helping eliminate illegal drugs would be provided via consultations with the Afghan Interior Ministry.
Egyptian Minister of Foreign Affairs Ahmed Abul Rait meets with visiting Nigerian counterpart Henry Odin Ajumagobia to discuss enhanced cooperation between the two countries as well as recent developments in the Middle East and Africa.
The remarkable Elmea Hamouda, living in a refugee camp in Palestine's Gaza Strip, celebrates her 110th birthday, saying that she enjoys good health and memory and continues to share her midwifery skills with women in the camp.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül speaks in favor of freer access to the internet after a court lifts a public ban from popular video sharing website YouTube.
To enhance fair treatment and a more just society, legislators in Russia draft a bill proposing a limit on police powers such that the authority of local officers is enacted only in their home jurisdiction.
The city of Seoul, South Korea, bans corporal punishment in all public and private schools, suggesting measures such as introspective timeout periods and consultations with parents instead.
Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmed al-Jaber al-Sabah meets with visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad ed-Din Rafiq al-Hariri and his accompanying delegation to discuss enhancing cooperation between the two countries in various fields.
Trained in Switzerland, Ms. Luz Adriana Neira, also known as Dr. Clown, heads a comedic troupe in her Colombian homeland and travels to hospitals to bring smiles to children, which also helps improve their health by boosting the response of the immune system.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.